Like dovetailed joints connected to the past, covered bridges line the rivers in Vermont. Originally, they were developed in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland centuries ago, when all bridges were made of wood, and those without roofs rotted away in the weather. Today, Jan Lewandowski restores those that still survive and builds new ones.
This is one of the five new ones I've built, but I've restored probably 30. I think everyone finds bridges appealing, though. They like the idea of spanning over water. Gives them a romantic appeal, too. They're nice to be in. They're cool. They're breezy. They're fun to be underneath.
Covered bridges are natural, I think, to Vermont because of all the timber that the state had. And in most cases, very easy to build, and local builders could construct these bridges. And that was important because the towns didn't have a lot of money, and they needed to be able to do everything pretty much themselves, which they did. You want something that's going to last. The early bridges in Vermont were open-deck wooden structures, and they're fine, except they're going to rot. The bridge we're currently in is new, as you know, but it replaced a bridge that had been here 116 years. And as long as you keep it covered and keep the rain and storms out of the truss work, it lasts indefinitely.
They are remarkably strong. They can outlast even modern steel bridges, which are susceptible to rust. And their design remains unique. They're supported by wooden trusses that form interlocking systems of triangles that distribute the load and stiffen the bridge.
To think of a truss, you must think of carrying a load from above rather than from underneath. It is a far more practical way of carrying the load because you're able to control the exposure of those structural elements to the elements of the weather.
Wooden bridges cost more initially than steel or concrete bridges. They're cheaper than stone bridges. On the other hand, they probably last on the average three times as long, so I think they're a good buy.
The old covered bridges of the countryside are disappearing, falling to age, flooding, even the occasional act of arson. Here and there, however, a few keep standing, through the seasons and years, spanning rivers and oceans of time.